This image of Hildegard and Volmar can be found in the introduction to her first written work, Scivias. It is sometimes referred to as a self-portrait, assuming Hildegard personally created the visual pieces accompanying her written visions in the first volume of her theological trilogy. As you can see from the photos, we have it displayed in a number of places within the shrine, including at each entrance and on the sacristy door. In the work, Jutta and Hildegard, the biographical sources, Silvas, 1998, we find not only biographical information on Hildegard, but also on Jutta von Sponheim, the spiritual mother to whom Hildegard was placed under her care as a child. It has been suggested that Volmar and Hildegard collaborated on the writing of Jutta's Vita. This brings us to the interesting conclusion that Jutta's Vita is the earliest fruit of Hildegard and Volmar's collaboration, though their modus operandi was set to change as Hildegard's role as prophetess developed, 49. Volmar served as Hildegard's secretary for most of her life, and is believed to have been the person responsible for transcribing many of her visions. Volmar died in 1173, 6 years before Hildegard. Following his death, she struggled to find a suitable replacement. The following is an excerpt from an extant letter written to Hildegard by Volmar, probably around 1170, when she was on one of her preaching tours. In this letter, he is lamenting the day when she will no longer be with them. Following is a small excerpt from this letter, to the Reverend Lady Hildegard, sweetest mother, most holy, most truthful, and most praiseworthy magistra and co-worker of God. We still do not doubt that your absence, which we cannot mention without tears, shall one day really weigh upon us, when, as it pleases God, we shall not see you henceforth, Matthew 23:39, with the eyes of the flesh, Job 10:4. For there is no man who shall live, who does not see death, Psalm 88:49. For then our lamentation and wretchedness shall be greater than our present gladness. Where then shall be the answer to all the cases of those who petition you? Where then a fresh interpretation of the scriptures? Where then the voice of a melody in a language not heard before? Where then the fresh sermons on the festivals of the saints not heard before? Where then the unveiling of what concerns the souls of the dead? Where then the revelation of things past, present, and future? Where then the explanation of the natures of diverse created things, which by the gift of divine grace, with the sweetest and humblest ways and the motherly affection of your overflowing compassion towards all, we have known in you? Hildegard interacted with many people throughout her life, but a few stand out as her closest companions, and Volmar is among the top few. Volmar stood by Hildegard throughout her ministry, including during the tumultuous experience of moving her sister out of Disibodenberg, and the loss of her dear nun, Richardis. Many have reflected on the nature of this relationship between Hildegard and Volmar, which lasted for decades. While there are questions that remain, it is clear from the literature that the two of them functioned as a team, spiritual companions, within the communities they served. They are a beautiful example of the need for women and men to work together in ecclesial leadership roles.